over 45 RNLI lifeboat stations in Ireland, manned by volunteers from all walks of life. Many of them are women. Alona Siggins has been with the women of the RNLI in Galway.
Carry us home, home, home from the sea.
One stormy night in Dublin Bay, two vessels ran aground off Ringsend and two women, Rachel and Mary Pigeon, took to a rowing boat and rescued three survivors. That epic deed in the late 1760s was long regarded by maritime historian Dr. John de Courcy Ireland as one of the reasons women were always central to the Irish lifeboat service. There are dozens of women involved in search, rescue and recovery through the RNLI, Irish Coast Guard, Naval Service and Civil Defence, and all-female shouts are not uncommon, as Loch Derg coxswain Eleanor Hooker can testify. So it should be no surprise that the RNLI Galway inshore lifeboat has over half a dozen women directly involved, with five on a very busy crew panel. Each Thursday evening, Donegal-born student nurse Leanne McHugh, Marine Institute scientist Joanne Casserly, public health nurse Olivia Byrne, Lisa McDonough, who works in TE connectivity, and Stephanie Carr, maths and PE teacher in the Bish Secondary School, turn up for training. And I joined them on one such recent session, which began with Kieran Oliver briefing on boats they might have to assist in the bay, such as the traditional Galway hooker.
Long story, really short, okay. This boat was built by a man by the name of Patrick Brandley in around 1883. Patrick Brandley, he was a fantastic legend of a boat builder back in his day. He died at age 31. He died in 1891. So we test your navigation skills here. So Gura Morrock, anybody know where Gura Morrock is?
So what is it that draws you to this type of voluntary work on a Thursday evening, every week, and then taskings in between?
I think we're all a bit mad, really.
Yeah.
But speaking for myself, I suppose I'm here the longest, 16 years on the crew. And what drew me to it first was I worked as a nurse on the islands, the Aran Islands, and I could see the impact that the lifeboat had for the patients that we had to get off in a hurry. And sometimes a helicopter was not the right mode of transport for them, so we used to put them on the lifeboat, the all-weather lifeboat. And then when eventually I moved back to the mainland, I came down and signed up. So my own job, obviously, is nursing background, so it comes in handy.
So you were working with Dr. Marion Broderick then?
That's right, yeah. Well, I was on Inishman, so there was no doctor. So she would be on the telephone and giving me instructions. But if there was a big emergency, and there was a few, I had to just ring 999, and then I would ring her secondly, and she would tell me what medications to give the patient, and I might have to cannulate them or whatever and put in the drugs until the helicopter arrived.
I'm from Clifton, so I would have grown up knowing we have a lifeboat station out in Clifton, and I would see what the work that the lads did out there. It took me a while now before, when I moved to Galway, to get involved here. I did an EMT course with the thought of kind of getting into the paramedics eventually. I didn't manage to get that far, but I also wanted to keep my, I suppose, first aid skills and what I had learned in that course, and put them to test and keep them up to date. Being seeing the lads at home and stuff like that, it was something I always wanted to get into, and the opportunity arose, and I took it, and I'm here 6 years now, maybe.
Stephanie Carr is a secondary school teacher in Galway.
If I'm thinking back over the call-outs, a memorable one for lots of reasons was the dolphin attack in Sawtill. That particular evening, there was four of us down the lifeboat station servicing life jackets, so we were there ready to go. Very unusual call-out. There's not much training you do in the RNLI Lifeboat College in England that trains you for dealing with dolphin attacks. So I suppose we headed out to that call-out, kind of trying to figure out what was going to happen when we got there. Thankfully, it wasn't as dramatic as we thought, and we all learned a bit from it, and everybody was fine after that. There was no swimmers hurt, but I suppose that stands out as one of the most unusual call-outs I've been on since I started there. The dolphin himself, was around for a little while after the swimmers came out. He eventually left the area, so thankfully it wasn't a repeat occurrence. Unfortunately, a lot of the stuff we do, it involves the river. The River Corrib is one of the fastest flowing in Europe, so unfortunately we end up on call-outs around the river. So that's a tough part of it. I suppose for me, in those tragic situations, we always like to bring people home to their families, because it is a sad situation for everyone. And again, the Galway Lifeboat crew are a great service on the water to help people through those dark times.
So my name is Joanne Casserly. I'm also the youngest, but I'm the newest recruit out of the women here. So I've been on the lifeboat just over 2 years. I suppose I've always wanted to be part of the organisation. I grew up very heavily involved in the sea. My parents were divers, and I've been in and out of the water since I was a tot. It wasn't until I'd finished college I managed to get a job in Galway for what would have been 5 years, where I knew I could donate a considerable amount of time for the training I was going to get back, that I could finally join the crew here. The training is excellent, the camaraderie, the teamwork. It's really, really rewarding. It's not a task to come down and train or to take part.
My name's Leanne McHugh, and I've been on the crew for 6 years, like Lisa. And I guess why I joined, I'm originally from Donegal, outside Killybegs, and I grew up in a fishing family, so been around fishermen and fishing boats and tragedies and all the rest. So when I came down to Galway, I decided that I'd give back to the community, and as the rest of them said, like, you know, you wouldn't do it unless you love it, and it's in our hearts, I guess, really.
But it's really busy here, isn't it? Because it's not just the bay, it's the river, yeah, and the whole waterways in Galway, and a lot of people ending up in the water.
Yeah, we've a big problem here with, unfortunately, suicide, and we have one of the fastest flowing rivers in Europe here, and unfortunately we have quite a number that go in every year, and this year has been no different. So you know, it has been very hard on the crew, and it's only March, so you know, we've had some traumatic call outs in the last few months, but that's part of the job, and we deal with it as best we can, and we do get professional advice too from time to time if we need it, but we do the best we can. And we also have very good support from University Hospital. One of the psychiatrists there actually gives us backup when we need it, and she has made herself available to us. So it's invaluable, you know, because obviously some people do bring it home with them, and I'd be lying if I said otherwise, you know. And you bring these people home, you know, and you might see them for a week or two before you go to sleep at night, and then eventually it'll fade away. But sometimes you need the extra professional telescope, yeah, putting a light on it, and just, you know, reaffirming that this is all very normal, you know, because a lot of the crew here would not have a medical background, and they're in, you know, they could be engineers, teachers, whatever, and they, you know, I think it could be harder on them. You know, in the medical world, you're kind of used to seeing trauma and very difficult situations, but we do get the backup.
And to follow up on what Olivia is saying as well, along with that support, the support from the fellow crew, mm-hmm, in situations like that is brilliant. So people checking in on each other, maybe the day after, or even coming down the next day and having a quick chat. So a lot of people are looking out for everyone, particularly during difficult shouts or after difficult shouts. So that's sometimes as helpful, depending on the shout, as all the other support networks.
Ready?
That is the sound of the Dan Boy just being thrown into the water by Galway RNLI Operations Manager Mike Swan, who explains to me what its purpose is.
Yes, the Dan Boy we use if anybody has entered the river up in the River Corrib here in Galway. So it kind of mimics a person that comes down the river. The fire brigade have one, and also the lifeboat station here in Galway has one as well. And we've used it in anger probably around, I don't know, well over a dozen times, and we've got results around 8 or 9 times because of it. So it does work for us, like. Yeah.
And you designed it yourself?
Yeah. A few of us in the station kind of put it together, and it was such a good success for us that the students' union here in Galway for NUIG they sponsored one. And we donated then to the Galway Fire Station. They have one now, so it's great.
Right.
It's great for everybody. Yeah. Great for the community, you know.
Galway Lifeboat, Galway Lifeboat. This is Galway Boathouse, Galway Boathouse on Channel 3-1. Do you read? Over.
Galway Boathouse, Galway Lifeboat on
3-1.
Go ahead, over.
Galway Lifeboat, this is Galway Boathouse. I'm just wondering if you could check in with an ops normal. Over.
We've had two, you know, big medical call-outs on cruise ships, which, you know, I always find amazing because it's this massive, big, like, floating hotel, and they do have their own sick bay there and the whole lot. But we've had one cardiac arrest and another lady who fractured her hip. Mm. So it was a full medical evacuation in those cases, you know.
And they were very glad to see you coming.
Absolutely,
yeah. But also a good challenge for us, you know. We're used to just driving alongside a boat and hopping on, you know. It wasn't just quite as simple as that with this ginormous cruise ship trying to get on it and how to get the casualty off it. And yeah, it's good challenge for us too. And unfortunately, we didn't get after the ball at the end of the night.
Lorna Siggins with the women of the RNLI in Galway.